This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Rohan Patil, a technical analyst at Bonanza Portfolio. He gave us three stock recommendations for the short term. But before we go ahead and consider them, let's take a look at what he has to say about Nifty. After a week of consolidation, the benchmark index Nifty on 27th May witnessed a breakout above its 21-day exponential moving average. Nifty on the daily chart has witnessed breakout of a smaller degree downward slanting trend line. In the previous week, the index had formed bullish hammer candlestick pattern, and it seems to have made short-term bottom at 8,800 level. The market breadth remained in favor of bulls. For every couple of gainers, there was one loser. Except for Nifty Media and Pharma, all sectors participated in the rally. So we might see some pullback towards 9,450, which is the resistance level capped with a 50-day exponential moving average. And if Nifty manages to sustain above the same, then we can expect the continuation of the current pullback towards 9,600 levels. Any slip below 8,800 will indicate the breakdown of the trend line. The banking index has witnessed a sharp oversold rally of almost 7% on 27th May. The majority of state-run banks are in the extreme oversold zone, so a sharp rally at this level is not a surprise. The broader structure remains weak as the banking index is underperforming Nifty while trading below its major averages. The bearish formation will be negated if Bank Nifty takes out 22,000 decisively, which is previous swing high. So as long as the banking index trades below these levels, every bounce should be utilized as a selling opportunity. Here are three trading ideas for the short term. Ramco Cements is the first call, which is a buy call with a target price of ₹690 and stop loss of ₹560. Upside potential for this call is 13%. After a prolonged consolidation, Ramco Cements has witnessed a range breakout on the daily and weekly time frame. Currently, prices are trading above its smaller degree horizontal trendline support, looking to accelerate higher on the daily chart. Momentum Oscillator RSI is reading above 60 levels on the daily chart with positive crossover on the cards. However, for the last few days, prices have been consolidating between its 21 and 50-day exponential moving average that is placed at ₹540 and ₹580 respectively. In the current week, the stock has broken its moving average range on the higher side, which is positive for the counter. Traders can accumulate the stock in the range of ₹605 to ₹612. Maruti Suzuki is the second call, which is also a buy call with a target price of ₹5,600 and stop loss of ₹5,050. Upside potential for this call is 7%. On the daily chart, the stock has witnessed a falling wedge pattern breakout and is trading above its trendline support. Momentum Oscillator RSI is reading above 55 levels on the daily chart with positive crossover on the cards. However, for the last few days, prices have been consolidating within a 21-day exponential moving average that is placed at ₹5,000 respectively. In the previous two trading sessions, the stock has broken its moving average range on the higher side, which is positive for the counter. On the weekly chart, the stock has taken support at 61.80% Fibonacci retracement at ₹4,600 from its immediate low of ₹4,001 to its intermediate high of ₹5,602. The overall daily and weekly chart structure looks promising to move higher. Traders can accumulate the stock in the range of ₹5,235 and ₹5,250. Torrent Pharmaceuticals is the third call, which is a sell call with a target price of ₹2,175 and stop loss of ₹2,525. Downside possibility for this call is 10%. On the weekly chart, Torrent Pharmaceuticals has formed a bearish engulfing candlestick pattern, which indicates profit booking on the cards. Momentum Oscillator RSI is reading below 55 levels on the daily chart with negative crossover on the cards. Prices have drifted below its 21-day exponential moving average on the daily chart and witnessed a smaller degree trendline breakdown. Traders can short the stock in the range of ₹2,390 to ₹2,410. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.